Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and Lucky Peris here on Go for Gold. Tomorrow, Sri Lanka will start their one-day mini-series against Zimbabwe in Zimbabwe. The team is all geared up and play gets underway local time at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Sri Lanka being led by Charita Salanka are favourites at the moment. But it'll be a challenge for the white ball team because they are playing Zimbabwe in home conditions. If you take a look at the tri-series, where Zimbabwe had to face lots of difficulty against quality seam dished out by both South Africa and New Zealand, Zimbabwe will be slightly wary, especially with their top order batters. Sri Lanka, on the other hand, will look to try and capitalize, prepare themselves for the forthcoming series, that is the Asia Cup, which is scheduled to get underway in the month of September in the United Arab Emirates. But here is some news from India. Ravichandran Ashwin has confirmed that he will retire from all forms of cricket, which also includes the IPL. We all know that Ashwin has been a great bowling all-rounder who has contributed with the bat to a great extent, especially when India were in trouble. Now, the tall right arm off spinner, who also is a right-hand batter, has decided to call it quits, and he has told the media, when the time comes to go, one has to go. He was a great fan of his colleague Muthiah Muralidharan, the Sri Lankan right-arm off-spinner, and he said there is so much he learned from Muthiah Muralidharan because Murali has always been of great help to him whenever he needed professional guidance in his bowling attitude. So basically, he spoke about attitude. He said very clearly that as an all-rounder, he had to have a positive attitude, and that was one area that he found it very helpful to approach Murali, as we all know that Murali was one of the greatest off spinners that the world has ever seen. So thank you very much indeed, Ravichandran Ashwin, for all the memories that you leave behind. You are a great cricketer, and we sincerely hope that you will contribute to cricket in terms of coaching some of the young hopefuls. Well, that's it basically on the cricketing fraternity, as cricket has had a slumber. But let me remind you, come tomorrow, it all starts again. And here on Go for Gold, we assure you that we'll bring you exquisite news hot off the field on the happenings in Zimbabwe as Sri Lanka are in pursuit. Thanks once again for listening. Have a blessed day. Spin your record for your listening pleasure.